Welcome to the CIO Today podcast, where we dive into the inspiring stories of leaders who are making a difference in their fields. I'm your host, Stella, and today we have a truly remarkable guest with us, Dr. Paula, a trauma surgeon who has dedicated her career to promoting diversity and mentorship in medicine. Join us as we explore her incredible journey. Let's welcome Dr. Paula.
Hi, Paula. I hope you're doing well today. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm honored to be here.
Amazing. Dr. Paula is a trauma surgeon at Innova Health. As the first Colombian woman to graduate from a general surgery program within the Harvard system, she has not only excelled in her field, but has also dedicated herself to fostering diversity and mentorship in medicine. So without any delay, let's get into it. We would love to start this podcast by getting to know about your journey. Can you talk about the moments in your life that inspired you to pursue a career in trauma surgery, particularly as an immigrant in the USA?
That's a great question. So I feel that surgery picked me rather than the other way around. I grew up in Colombia, South America, and my dad is a surgeon, trauma surgeon. During a time where there was a lot of violence in the country from the guerrillas and political unrest. So every trauma surgeon needed to be an excellent trauma surgeon to be able to save some lives. And my mom was a nurse. And at the time when they didn't have childcare, they used to bring me to the hospital. So the first time that I saw a patient that in the operating room, I was 12 years old. And I loved it. And I just like, while being in the hospital for many people is maybe seen as a sacrifice or something different, for me, always felt that I was at home. I came to the United States through Miami, and I did some research and internship in Jackson Memorial Hospital. Then I moved to Beth Israel Deaconess Medical Center in Boston, where I did my surgical residency. Then I went and I did an extra year at University of Pittsburgh. Then one extra year of shock trauma, and then I was at VCU for 11 years before moving to Innova Health to become the division and system chief for trauma and acute care surgery. And what motivated me to come to the United States, I think back when I was in medical school, I had the opportunity to do an away rotation in Brady Memorial Hospital in Atlanta and realize like the amazing things that the United States had that we did not have in Latin America, like a helicopter, like access to CT scan. And I just wanted to come here and learn how to use the knowledge that people had in the United States to give back to Latin America in some way, shape, or form, if that makes any sense.
Absolutely. And I think it's pretty inspiring as well. So listening to your journey, you emphasize the importance of compassion in medicine. How do you incorporate this value into your practice, especially in high-stress trauma situations?
Well, I think compassion is critically important. And for anybody that is in healthcare, you're going to think that obvious compassion, we have compassion for the patient. And of course we do. But we also have to learn to be compassionate with our partners, with our nursing partners, with our pharmacists, respiratory therapists, with our subspecialty partners, and with ourselves. And I think that in medicine, that's critical because we are, we're judgmental individuals and we do it because we want the best for the patient, but it's only in places where we feel that we can trust each other and we can be part of one team that are helping the patient. It's not nurses against doctors or surgeons against emergency medicine or anesthesia against surgeons and vice versa. It's all of us. From the moment that the patient touches the emergency room until the patient throughout the emergency room, the operating room, the ICU, then the floor, then rehab, it's everybody's job to get that patient from injured or from ill to healthy again, right? And I think that if we understand that this is not your job only to do your job description that is in your contract, but it's everybody's job, from everybody, from the nurses, the experts, and the people that clean the room. Our job is to make our patients healthy, and if we all understand that mission, we have higher chances at accomplishing it.
Wow, that's a very good approach. Thank you so much for sharing that with us. And this actually leads me to the next question. So what strategies have you found effective in fostering a more inclusive environment within the surgical field?
I think number one strategy is learning to manage yourself. That's number one. Practicing compassion and listening, not just listening to speak out, but actually listening to understand where others are so you can meet them in the middle. I think controlling, when we're talking about self-compassion, right? What leads to burnout is not, I don't believe what leads to burnout is the amount of hours that we work, right? We can work many, many hours, but if you're happy in your job, you don't feel burnout. Unless you feel micromanaged, you feel lack of autonomy, you feel lack of sense of purpose and belonging. And how do you get purpose and belonging? Mm-hmm. By being part of a team, by understanding your purpose, and by controlling the self, that yourself inner dialogue, right? If you like treating yourself how you would treat a good friend, instead of like being overcritical about what you do. Like, I think those are critical points to grow together.
Brilliant. I really love that approach. So I'm really curious about this. So looking ahead, what are your goals for your career and the impact you hope to make in the trauma care and surgical education in the upcoming years?
I think that's a great question. I think my goal is to continue to empower young surgeons, but also women and underrepresented minorities. My goal is for us to, you know, I think the overarching goal of my life when I'm done with surgery, when I retire, would have been how many people did we help? And if we can really stop measuring success by how many numbers you have in your CV, but how many people you have helped along the way, I think that that will be, if I can say that I changed that part of the culture, I think culture eats a strategy for breakfast. If we have a culture of helping each other, not because it's just it's a good strategy, but a way of living, I think that would be a good goal in the next 20 years, 25 years that I have left over in my career.
amazing. Thank you so much for that insight. Now, I would love to know, and this is also the most asked question on our podcast. So, what advice would you give to young medical professionals facing challenges similar to those you encountered in your journey initially? What advice would you like to give them?
Well, there are always going to be challenges. And I think if we see every challenge as an opportunity, we're then using that as a growth, as a point of growth, instead of feeling defeated by it. Because it's easy to get defeated when you don't accomplish your goals and when you don't accomplish them immediately or in your own timeline. I think that the key of that is persistence, right? Persistence and perseverance. Do not give up. Mm-hmm. Do not be discouraged because you didn't get it the first time. Do not, it's maintaining a growth mindset, right? For ourselves and for people around us.
Absolutely. So lovely and so informative. Thank you so much for joining us today, Dr. Paula. It was really a wonderful experience talking with you today for me personally as well.
It's a pleasure talking to you, and thank you so much for having me.
What an insightful conversation we've had today. Thank you, Dr. Paula, for sharing your experiences and wisdom with us. For our listeners, we hope you found today's discussion as enlightening as we did. This is Stella signing off. Stay tuned.